Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. We're here live on the Vision Live Network, so without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the talk of the town now. And just a reminder, man, we here on the Vision Live Network. You can catch the Slack is Talk podcast on all platforms. And I mean all platforms, man. Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You know what I'm saying? Whatever platforms you on, you can catch the Slack is Talk podcast. And if anything new has come out, let me know. And I'll make the Slack is Talk podcast available immediately. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like that. Log in on your favorite platform. Subscribe. And you ain't got to do nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Every time there's a new episode of the Slack is Talk podcast, a notification gets sent straight to the phone. And you set. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to it live or you can listen to it on your own time. You know what I'm saying? Just a little reminder. Now, for those of y'all that been rocking with me, I just want to give a special shout out, man. And I just want to say thanks, man. As y'all know, January and February is my two favorite months here on the Slack is Talk podcast. And if you've been following me, you'll know why. You know, in January, I cover Martin Luther King. And in February, we cover Black History Month. And those 2 months are my favorite, man, because I got to bring my A game. You know what I'm saying? Talking about legends, man, like Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman and, you know, just all the legends, man, that, you know, I have to give props to. You know, it's because of them I have the opportunities that I have. It's because of them, you know, we able to rock out here on the Slack is Talk podcast. So I just want to say thanks, man. Thanks for rocking with me. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for helping me step my A game up by talking about legends. You know what I'm saying? Having to do my research because, you know, it's like before my time. And I just enjoy that, man. Thank you for making it the success that it is. And this is only the beginning, man. I got something special lined up here today and also moving forward, man. I feel like, you know, this is our second year here on the Slack is Talk podcast. I feel like I'm just getting my feet wet, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm just getting started. I feel like I've been going light on y'all. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? I kept it simple. You know what I'm saying? I think it's time to, like, go into things a little bit deeper now. You know what I'm saying? I think it's time for me to give y'all some stuff to think about. You know what I mean? Some stuff that really resonates with you and some, you know, some stuff that you might have seen somebody else go through. Something that you could relate to. You know what I'm saying? You know, dealing with some stories that you might heard. Or, you know, it could be something that you're going to do yourself. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's time to get, like, a little bit deeper here on the Slack is Talk podcast. And on today's show, today's topic is about the person that I sleep with could possibly be my biggest enemy. And I want to say it again, just in case, you know, you think I said it wrong or you missed it. The person I sleep with, or the person that I'm in a relationship with, or the person that I'm married to, you know, however you know, you want to word it, whatever you got going on, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all relationships and stuff like that. But the person that I'm dealing with could be my biggest enemy. Now, since this is a deep topic, we're not going to get into, like, details. We're not going to break it down into, like, race or age, you know what I'm saying, or gender, male or female. It could be anybody. You know what I'm saying? It could be any age. It could be any race, black or white, Asian, whatever. And it could be male or female. You know what I'm saying? We just talking about in general. So this is not like an attack on, you know, a certain age group or a certain race or, you know, a certain gender. You know what I'm saying? We just talking about in general. Now, in this example that I'm going to give today is it has one requirement. And that one requirement, let's just give the example of you're the person in the relationship that makes the most money. You're the one that makes the most money. You're the breadwinner. You know, you take care of most of the bills. You take care, you know, most of the finances, the expenses. Anytime y'all go on vacation, you know what I'm saying? Anything dealing with the kids, you know, et cetera, all the above. It could be a situation where, you know, the person that you with, they don't work at all. Or it could be that they do have a job, but their job doesn't allow them to take care of much of nothing. Or, you know, maybe they are successful in their own right, but they just don't make as much as you do. If all that makes sense. Now, I know a lot of people in their relationships that, you know, they work. They take care of the bills. They take care of car payments. Like I said earlier, anything that's dealing with the kids. Anytime, you know, you go out to a restaurant to eat, you know, the bill is on them. Anytime you take a vacation, anything that ever goes wrong with the house, anything that ever goes wrong, you know, just inside the family in general, all the responsibility falls on them because they're the breadwinner. They're the one who make the most, and they are the ones with the ability to get the job done. You know what I'm saying? They just, they hard workers, and they know how to do what it do. You know what I'm saying? They know how to make it do what it do. Now, you got a job. You got a career. You know, you got partners. You got people that you do business with. You get along with mostly everybody. You know, because of the situation of you having to do what you do, you know, you're recognized nationally for everything that you do. You know, it's a known fact that you handle business. You take care of your household, you take care of your kids, and everywhere you go, it's nothing but love and respect, and you get props for what you do. Now, because of all your success, because of all your hard work and dedication, whoever you're in a relationship with, they get the benefit off of this. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that you eat, they eating too. Whatever kind of furniture you got, they got it too. Wherever you go on vacation, they go on vacation too. They get all the perks and bonuses. They get to live the same exact lifestyle you do. And might not necessarily have to put in as much work as you do, depending on, you know, your direct situation. You put in all this hard work and you share it with the person that you with. And then, you know, you kind of look back and you reflect on the things that you have done all the years, over the years. You look back at all your accomplishments, you know, and just your overall success. And you start to say to yourself, you know, whoever your partner is, you start to feel like, man, you know, they got to be loving this situation. They got to be loving this relationship. You know, they ain't got to really work like that. They don't have to put the work effort in that you do. They don't have to put the time in. They don't have to take care of this. They got less responsibilities than you do. And basically, like, not saying they might not do nothing. I'm not saying they don't do anything. but they're not putting in the same amount of work as you do. They're not putting in the same amount of effort that you do. But like I mentioned earlier, they get all the perks and bonuses. They live the same lifestyle. So you figure, you know, they gotta love this lifestyle. They gotta love this relationship. What's not to like? You know, I don't really have to work like that. You know what I'm saying? The pressure is not on me. I don't have the same responsibility. But I'm over here living it up. I'm doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Based off my partner's lifestyle. And let's just make sure that we cover all bases. Because, you know I have some listeners out there that's go, you know, try to find a loophole. So I want to make sure I cover everything. And it's not just the money and the lifestyle that you're providing. Like, you also, you're not abusive. You're not cheating. And everything is everything. You know, there's nothing hanging over your head. There's no allegations. Like I said, you're not abusive. There's nothing that this person can really complain about. You know what I'm saying? They're not being, you know, you're not hitting them. You're not cheating. And you're taking care of your household. You're taking care of your business in the bedroom. All the above. And it seems like there's just no issues. Your partner's just coming along for the ride. And you look at it and you start to think that this person has to be happy about it. But I hate to break it to you, but that's where you're wrong at. Actually, by doing all this stuff, you're probably making it worse. You're thinking because you're providing all these things that there's no way that this person can have a problem. There's just no way that this person could be upset. But what we oftentimes forget is you have to know the person. You have to know what drives the person. You have to know the person's motive. You know what I'm saying? There are some people out there that, you know, this is perfect for them. They're in a relationship with you. You're providing mostly everything. And, you know, it takes the pressure off of them, you know, because you provide pretty much everything. They're going to back you up and make sure, you know, you happy. They're going to make sure that you have the stuff that you need to be able to take care of them and the kids or whatever successfully. You see what I'm saying? And they would never cause no problems. They just go come along for the ride. They go play their part and they go ride out. You know what I'm saying? But now here's the issue. You got some people that will sit there and come along for the ride, but they secretly want what you got. They secretly, quiet as kept, pound for pound, they want to be you, but they can't. And I know this might sound crazy to a lot of y'all. And to a lot of y'all, it might not make sense. So I'm going to break it down. You know, I'm going to break it down. You're probably saying to yourself, well, if I'm in a relationship with you and basically you taking care of everything and I have access to everything that you have access to, I basically practically live the same lifestyle. Why would this person be upset? Why would I be upset about that? And I'm going to explain it to you because I used to think the same thing. You see, God created everybody differently. Everybody don't have the same skill set. Everybody don't have the same interest in things. Everybody don't have the same work effort. You know, and I can go on and on and on and on. There's no two people in the world that's exactly alike. You know, you put two people together, there's going to be something different about them. They can have like a million things in common, but there's going to be something different about them if you just keep looking for it. Now, there might be somebody out there that want or excuse me, the person that you with could want the same exact thing that you want, or the, you know, they want to have the same thing that you have, but they just don't have the work effort. You understand what I'm saying? They don't have the drive. They don't have the attitude to get it. Instead of working for it, they believe that they owe that. You know, you owe it to them. And I'm not going to keep the suspense going no more. I'm going to jump right into it. I'm going to give you an example. Say you and your partner, you know, y'all have two kids, right? Let's say, you know, hypothetically, you know, these kids are 13, 14, or whatever, you know. So 13 to 14, you know, you're aware of your surroundings. You're aware of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You know both of your parents pretty well. You know, this person is capable of doing this. That person is capable of doing that. And they know that you're the person that, you know, you're the go-to person. You know, if we want to go to McDonald's, you're the one that's going to pay for it. If we want to take a trip, you're the one that's going to make it happen. Sooner or later, as they get older, it's going to come a time where whenever they need something, they're only going to ask you for it because they pretty much know the grand scheme of things. You know what I'm saying? They pretty much know how this family operates. You're the go-to person for that. You know, that's pretty much it. And it's nothing wrong with that. If you cool with that and you can take care of that, there's nothing wrong with that. But here's what we all forget. And I really want you to pay attention to me. I really want you to listen to what I'm about to say. Just remember, everything that you do in life, everything that you do in a relationship, everything that you get praised for, every accomplishment that you have, everything that you do where other people know about it, every time you get praised for doing something, that's also acknowledging the fact that your partner or whoever you with in a relationship is also acknowledging that they don't do it. Every time that I give you props for doing something, that means that your partner didn't do it. Are y'all listening? You know what I'm saying? It's getting deep. It's getting deep. Everything that you get praised for, it's also recognizing that your partner don't do it. Your partner is not happy with being the sidekick. Your partner secretly wants to be you, but they can't. And it's this resentment that builds up inside of them. They looking at everything that you do, and they building resentment inside of them because they can't do it. They can't provide for the people that they love and respect like you can. They're upset because they want to get praised. The praises that you get, they want to get that for themselves. They want it too. They watching everything that's going on. They know everything that's going on. They want to take a trip to this place. All you have to do is just get up and go whenever you feel like it. But if they want to get up and go or whatever, you have to assist or you have to make that happen for them. And you see, even though they reaping the rewards from it, it's a tough pill to swallow when they secretly wants to be a boss like you. You understand what I'm saying? It's just not going to fly. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be upset. Now, a lot of people think in order for a person to be an enemy, they have to be, well, an enemy. They have to be somebody that you don't know. Or somebody, you know, excuse me, somebody that don't know you. Or somebody that don't know you that good. No, it's not. That's backwards. It's most likely going to be somebody that you think is your friend. it's most likely going to be somebody that's around you all the time. Because think about it. Who knows you more or who knows you better than the person that you're in a relationship with? And I'm talking about real relationships. I'm talking about somebody that you, you know, you've been with for a while. I ain't talking about somebody that you just met or nothing like that. I'm talking about, like, you know, a real relationship, man, a marriage or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Who knows you better than that person? They know all your moves. They know everything that you're good at. They know everything that you have. They know all the tricks of the trade because they're right there. You might not never be able to detect that they have a problem with you because they hide it. The reason why they hide it because, don't get me wrong, they love what you provide for them. They love what you bring to the table. But they just mad because they feel like they can't do it. And then truth be told, man, as long as, you know, you're not handicapped, you know, ain't nothing mentally or physically wrong with you and you able to get out here and have a career, you could do it. You know what I'm saying? You could do it. But it's a mind thing. You know what I'm saying? It's all in their head. You know what I'm saying? They might feel like they can't do it for whatever reason. And they never accomplish anything. But anyway, all this animosity builds up because they secretly want to be you. They watching everything that you have accomplished. And deep down inside, you know, they wish it was them because they want to accomplish it. And they just build up a lot of resentment. And that resentment and jealousy, it goes a long way, man. It goes a long way. Jealousy would make you do some real strange things, man. It would make you get out of character. It'll make you do things that you never thought you would do. And it doesn't even have to be like relationships. It happens inside, you know, family. This is why, you know, when you hear wild stories like people being kidnapped by other people in their family, it'd be because of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That person that did the kidnapping, they were jealous. They wanted what that person had. You know what I'm saying? It's something that triggered it. You know what I'm saying? They didn't just wake up and say, oh, I'm going to do this today. You know what I'm saying? It's something that triggered it. It's something that's been on their mind for a long time that leads to that. When you hear about, you know, somebody in a relationship and they cheat with the person's mother or they cheat with the person's sister or the person's brother, it be because of stuff like that. You know what I mean? It be because of stuff like that a lot. You know what I mean? They just ain't get up and do that. You know what I'm saying? It's been on their mind for a minute. It's like a trigger. You know what I'm saying? It's jealousy. Something that led to that. You know what I mean? Now, you have some people that are crazy and stupid that just go around doing stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? But on this episode, I'm trying to keep it where everything is equal. You know what I mean? We're not talking about, you know, those random people. We're talking about, like, real relationships and in real situations. Not this, not nothing out of the ordinary. Not on this episode. You know what I mean? You start dissing the person because they successful. You start dissing the person that you with, even though you benefit off of them, just because it's not you. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. It's a cold game, man. It's deep. Yeah, it's definitely a cold game out here, but lucky for y'all, here on the Slackers Talk, I'm going to show you how to get around that. I'm going to show you how to beat that. Now, I'm going to state the obvious at first. The obvious is, you know, watch who you sleep with, watch who you have kids with, watch who you do business with, and all the above. You know what I'm saying? Be careful. That's the obvious. But to getting to get deeper into it, here's what you got to do. And it's easier said than done, but you have to surround yourself with people that are happy with themselves. To me, being the boss, part of being the boss, because there's a lot of different elements of it, of being the boss. But a major part of being the boss is being happy with who you are. I'm going to use myself as a quick example. The person that I'm with could be a billionaire 20 times over, but I'm still going to be Jay. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still have my podcast. I'm going to still have my management. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still do movies. You know what I mean? The things that I can do and the things that I bring to the table, like my business, my ideas, they're so great to me that taking from somebody else or being mad at what somebody else got don't even appeal to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't have time to do that, because the time that I'm going to take, the time that it's going to take me to think about, you know, destroying something from somebody else or being mad at somebody else, that time it takes to do that, I could be spending to improve on what I have already. I could be coming up with new ideas. Instead of getting 5 million, I want 10. Instead of 10, I want 100. Great business minds always think of next level stuff. And they take care of their business and they do what they got to do. And then it's back to next level. What can I do to take it to the next level? And they don't have time for nothing else because they always moving. And you have to find somebody to match that. The person, whether it be relationships, whether it be business, whether it be, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you have to have somebody to match that. It's not about how much money they got or what kind of car they drive or something like that. It's all mindset. It's all mindset. You know what I'm saying? It's all mindset and it's all about the drive. You got to have that. I love myself and I love what I got going on too much to be mad at somebody else. I feel like, you know, and it's not about being cocky. It's about having confidence and believing in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just like that person had an opportunity to get the things that they got, you have that same opportunity. You have that same opportunity. You don't have to take from nobody. You don't have to feel left out. You can go get it just like that person went and got it. And, you know, just to sum it up on a good note, because, you know, here on the Slackers Talk, man, I always like to leave on a positive note. Some of y'all should know this already, you know what I'm saying? Especially my listeners and stuff like that. And I'm going to say all of y'all should know this, you know what I mean? If you don't have no haters in this world, if you don't have any haters in this world, then you're not doing something right. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. I want y'all to be careful. I want y'all to make some money. And I want y'all to be careful with who you sleep with. We'll talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.